Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Justin, it was another volatile week, especially in the Dow, but that did have a little influence in grains. We'll talk on that here in just a moment. First of all, give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, if you were long corn, beans, or wheat this week versus the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you had a pretty good week. But all in all, corn, they didn't do much, but they were all higher, which is a big deal this week in any asset class. So like spot corn this week was up a half cent at 362. Spot beans were up 13 and a quarter at 983. And July Casey wheat was up 3 cents at 497. Honestly, it would have been a little stronger than that, but Friday, a little weakness. Took them down. So at least there's green on our screen compared to a lot of financial people this week.
Well, let's talk about one of those. Of course, the big one that got all the news this week was the Dow. And it, you said an 11% move this week. What sort of an impact did that have on grains?
Yeah, I was looking at high tick to low tick this week, last week, I should say. About 11.8% move, high tick to low tick. That's an insanely crazy week in any asset class you look at. That means that option prices on a regular option, I was looking at some at-the-money options from 8 days ago in the S&P complex. They were about 20 basis points per contract. And, boy, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, they were trading for about 110. So volatility went up about 500% compared to just the price of those options got really expensive. Fortunately, we haven't seen that volatility yet in the grains. Options are still very cheap on grains. There's not a lot of volatility. As I said, grains hardly moved this week, and that in the face of that much volatility in a big financial class. So I would say they held up pretty well. The big supporting factor, I would say, is there's some Argentina weather. It's not awesome. It's dry. We'll know a lot more about it in the next 20 days. And the funds are still short. Some of the strength early in the week was from funds covering a short position. They trimmed their short a little bit. Didn't cause much of a ripple in the grain markets, but that's definitely slightly supportive at these at this level of the fund investment for now. A big thing that offers a massive amount of resistance is the piles of grain in bins and on the ground all around the country. We had a government report come out this week. They reiterated the same thing. I would agree with most of it. Corn got cheap enough here that they actually upped exports, which is actually somewhat supportive grains, or corn at least. They added about 125 million bushel of exports to our profile, which is great. Unfortunately, we still have 2.352 billion corn around as their average guess at the end of this year. Beans, they up carryouts to 530 million. That's a ton of beans to have around. And wheat, we've got over a billion bushel of wheat, billion nine. So just slightly over a billion bushel, which is this is. Plenty of grains around. The one bullish number in the world, I would say, is world corn ending stocks actually got quite a bit lower, about 10%, 12% lower from last year to this year. 229 million metric tons to 203. So that's the number one thing that probably got some people's attention in the report this week, was that world ending stocks is lower than it's been a couple of years, but there's still, unfortunately, plenty around.
All right. Now, as far as capturing value for what we have, you mentioned in the face of that volatility, options for grains are still somewhat valuable, somewhat reasonable. Give us an idea, maybe something we can take a look at, protect some value.
Yeah, we just like looking out at these markets and saying, okay, what can we do at today's prices? And everybody gets kind of caught up looking at the spot month. Fortunately, we try to get our clients not to look at the spot month that much for new crop grain. Don't let 350 340, 330 cash corn depress you into not being a seller of new crop grain. As of today, even with the board down two or three on Friday, we can still lock in 390 to 395 Dec corn, 410 December 19 corn traded this week. There's still some good prices out there. That's December. If you have storage, if you have a facility, you can put grain in bins. There's a ton of things you can do to enhance that price. I still think options are cheap comparative to the risk that they're protecting. For example, you can do a, I have a trade we did for a lot of clients in the last week. We can set the price at like 393. We set an option strike, let's say wherever the board closes or wherever the board's trading. And we can sell a ceiling on top of it. We can sell a call on top of it, like 30, 40 cents above the money, above the market. So a 420 or 430 strike price. the trade costs the net anywhere from 3 to 5 cents, kind of depending on where you get filled on it. But if you can put in 390 December floors, worst case scenario, have upside of 30 or 40 cents in case we do get in a scenario that market's going higher, we have a problem this summer. And this option we're talking about actually prices every day from Feb to June. So every day it's above that strike, it sells a higher price. And every day it's below your strike, it sells a strike. So it's a way to put a floor in, very cheap trade. For a marketing cost on a put being under 5 cents, that's really cheap protection, and then we'll trade basis down the road. So there's some good prices to be had here.
Yeah, all right, very good. And the key is have a plan and talk it out and have a plan and stick to it. Justin, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for the information, okay?
Thank you.
Again, we've been visiting with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. More information, you can call him toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.